Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
You fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
You're listening to the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show with Sal Capaccio and Joe DiBiase. Brought to you by Northtown Automotive. Whatever you're looking for, you'll find it at Northtown. Shop online at northtownauto.com.
It is the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. Sneaky Joe DiBiase, Sal Capaccio along as well. Coming up. Your phone calls at 803-0550 on the... Is it still breaking? We're within an hour, so I think it can be considered to be still breaking. Don Granato relieved of his duties by the Buffalo Sabres. He is no longer the Buffalo Sabres head coach. There is a vacancy and a coach search to come, I assume, unless they make some announcement in the next couple of days, which I would not expect, but who knows? I thought Granato was probably going to be back, and he is not. So... we'll see what we get. 803-0550 for your favorite idea. We can fire that right up, what your favorite idea is. That could be Lindy. It could be, I'm seeing they're fighting on Twitter about Tortorella right now. I'm at a bleep it point. I'm mentally, whatever. You want to do Tortorella? Fine, let's do it. Sick of hearing about it for 10 years. You want to do Tortorella? Let's do Tortorella if he gets fired by the Flyers. Bruce Boudreau. Michael Pekka. Steve Ott, former Sabres that are assistant coaches in other places. I don't think many, if not anybody's favorite idea, is going to be the idea that I am really hoping they don't go for, but might be considered the favorite, which is that they just promote Seth Appert, the current Rochester Americans coach, to be their next head coach. And so let me know who you think, who you like instead. Or if you like the Appert idea, I have a hard time getting behind myself that as a credible move in this spot. I know some, not all, of course, about how he coaches players, how he interacts with players, how different he is in some ways than Granato. The resume is strikingly similar. It is a player development background that involves college hockey for a long time, that involves the United States Development Program after Granato was gone. He became the head coach of the World Juniors teams, the World Under 18s, the AHL. Like, it is player development time after time after time. And you do not have the experience that I think I'm going to need to get behind almost anything. Maybe I can be convinced on Pekka. Pekka, because that there's a level of credibility to getting Pekka to come back here, I guess. So there's something about him that does interest me. But otherwise, like, he might be an exception more than the rule for me. Otherwise, I am very much in the mood to see the Sabres go for just somebody that's done it. Somebody that has made the playoffs. Somebody that has a resume. That, okay, if you want someone, you can go for your different styles. If you want someone that's more of a, you know, not trying to befriend the players, maybe a little bit more of a hard ass, if you will, then okay, fine, whatever. Do the results come? Does he get results? Boudreau makes the playoffs all the time. Lindy has made the playoffs everywhere he's gone. I'm not a fan of Tortorella, but Tortorella's made the playoffs pretty much everywhere he's gone. You know, these are the... Berube from St. Louis won the cup. Always the Blues were right there. Made the playoffs pretty much every year until I think these last 2 years they didn't. These ideas, the inexperienced first-time coach, you know, it's not like you have to do something different every time. And that was not my vibe the last time this happened. The last time we did a coaching search, the Sabres were on the heels of a first-time coach. They had just fired Phil Housley. And yes, you know, what's the opposite of a victory lap? A loser lap? I'll take a loser lap on this. I was like the first person before he was even rumored to be there that was like, they should go call Ralph Krueger. Pull him out of the soccer world, back into hockey, and make him the head coach. I liked that idea. That was a guy who had coached 40 games in the NHL. Basically a first-time coach. Basically a first-time coach. That was on the heels of a first-time coach with Phil Housley. So I don't, by rule, need to go, well, you had an offensive coach, now a defensive coach. You had a defensive coach, now an offensive coach. You had an experienced coach, so now an inexperienced coach. You had a rookie coach, now get someone with a long tenured resume. I don't need to be every other all the time. But this team has gone first-time coach in Granato for three full seasons, a inexperienced head coach in Ralph Krueger, who had only coached 40 games in the league for 2 years, and you had a Phil Housley first-time head coach for 2 years. We are talking about more than half the drought that they have committed to, you know, a certain pedigree of coach. Can you do what other teams would do in this spot, which is go get the most credible coach with the most proven resume that you can get your hands on? Don't go too far with it. You know, I don't need them to hire Daryl Sutter back and like go as old school as possible. Part of the reason I like Lindy is because Lindy is adaptable everywhere he goes. And he has a recent example last season of coaching the second youngest team in the league to the second round of the playoffs and over 110 points. That's part of why I like the Lindy idea. He adapts to what his team is. It's not quite the same. He might hold his players accountable, like some of these other guys we're talking about. And the other part about Lindy is you should be able to get him. I like the idea of them going and reestablishing their credibility, but I don't know how you're getting your hands on guys like that. Is Rod Brind'Amour coming here? I mean, I might believe that they want to try for that. Until the day he signs an extension with Carolina, you try as hard as you can to get him to come here. I just don't think realistically it's ever going to happen. And does Gerard Gallant want to come here? Does Boudreau want to come here? Some of these guys might already be accepting of, okay, that's it, I'm done, my coaching career is over, and maybe there's only one special circumstance that could pull them back in, and there's no way the Sabres are ever going to qualify as that. So it might be tough for them to get a coach like that, which is why I always circle back around to Lindy, because I think it's completely believable that he would want to do it. I think there are better ideas, but are there better ideas that are reasonable, that are realistic? I just cannot believe I'm ever going to get behind Seth Appert as their coach. I just this shouldn't be the determining factor as to who you hire, but who the fan base is not buying back in if they promote the Amherst coach. He might be a great coach. It could very well work, but you're not getting buy-in. You're not.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Not getting buy-in this offseason, this summer, if that's the move. It's just not happening. 803-0550 is the phone number. Who's your favorite idea? And, you know, a little bit of looking back on Granato. I think it's a little different than coaches of the past. You think of Bielsma or Kruger or Housley, and it's all negative. Like, I don't even know what I would point to remember the positives with their last three, four, five coaches. If you want to go all the way back to Ron Ralston. Ralston is just the gardener gloves, right? That was the positive thing for him. He wore gardener gloves. That was cool. There's nothing. Granato, it is a realization that they did not achieve what they could have under him and that they hit their head on the ceiling. But the difference that I will always have between Granato and the other failed coaches of the drought, I can look at provable good things that he did. Maybe not, I mean, again, did not reach the goals of the team, and that's what matters most. But what he did for Dahlin was nowhere when he took over. What he did for Tage wasn't even an NHL player when he took over. You might be upset with his season, only scoring 29 goals. He was not in the NHL. He was not a real NHLer when Granato took over. And there are other examples too. There were, on an individual basis, some really good things that Granato did. But it was absolutely time. Both can be true. You can look back fondly on certain parts of Granato's 3 years as head coach and also know it wasn't a success and it was absolutely time. It had to happen. 803-0550 is the phone number. We'll get connected with our fans. Brought to you by Northtown Kia. Shop online at northtownkia.com. Adam in West Seneca. What's up, Adam?
Hey, how you doing, Joe?
Good. Thanks for calling.
Hey, so it's funny. I called Bulldog yesterday, and I just threw this in. But, I literally called it. Wasn't even talking about the Sabres. But I threw it in, and I said, it's not working. Sorry, you got to get rid of Granato. And I said, Lindy's available. Why not? I mean, think about Lindy's run with the Sabres. They lost Hasek in 2001. And how long did it take them to rebuild that team? And I threw Darcy in there too, but how long? 3-4 years? How long has it been since we've had a good Sabres team?
It's been 13.
At least. So, I mean, we brought back Ted Nolan. Let's go. Let's bring Lindy back and get this thing. Let's right this ship.
All right. Thanks, Adam, for the call.
Thanks.
Listen, Lindy, I think there's a lot here. If you're someone that hears Lindy and goes, are you kidding me? Again, what are we doing here? We're bringing guys back from the past now. That's it. Like, that's not the reason I like the idea of Lindy. Personally. Maybe for others out there it is. Like Adam even there. He's saying, like, the last time they had a good team, he was the head coach. That's understandable. That's not the reason I'm in on Lindy. The reason I'm in on Lindy is what I just kind of went through. Everywhere, every time he's had a different type of team, he has adjusted his style to that team, and it has worked. Granato just had that test. And maybe it wasn't 100% him. But he had the test. They had a team that lit it up. Tons of scoring. And now it was, can you adjust your style? Can this team get a little bit more defensive, a little bit more responsible? And they tried it, and it didn't work. Lindy, late 90s, a goaltender, Hasek, was his best player by a country mile. And what type of hockey did that team play? Low scoring. Pekka was a Selke winner, right? Defensive. They played to their strength. Their strength was their goaltender. A few years later, out of the lockout, what does Lindy have? He looks at his team, maybe even looks at the new rules, and says, all right, time to light it up. Let's light the lamp. Let's score. Let's score, baby. Power play, speed, skill, small guys, Briere and Drury and Vanek and Afinogenov and all these guys. And they were like the highest scoring team in the league for 2 years and went on two deep playoff runs. Then the team Adam's referencing, the two playoff teams that Miller is backstopping, hey, a goalie's their best player again. What's their path? How do they get good? How do they get to the playoffs? There's got to be some recognition in those seasons from Lindy. Like, we can't play run and gun. We can't fly up and down the ice. We've got to have a little bit of a lockdown mentality. And Miller won the Vezina, and then they made the playoffs the next year too, and they made the playoffs with a goalie as their best player. Then he gets to Dallas. You know, Dallas is just Dallas, right? Like, I'd have to go back and look at like what the strengths of those teams were. I can tell you what New Jersey's was, though. Last year, how was New Jersey built? The same way the Sabres were built. The same way this exact Sabre team right now is built is how the Devils were built last season. The Devils were the second youngest team in the league, only above the Sabres. And their team was filled with tons of good, young, offensive talent. Jack Hughes, Jesper Bratt, Nico Hischier, Timo Meier midway through the year. Dougie Hamilton on the blue line. They scored. They were fun. They were fast. Lindy can do it all. And he might take the job, which might be important here. That's why I'm in on Lindy. It's not just for me that he used to be the Sabres coach. That might be how I get him in the door, but like, find me the Lindy equivalent. So let's not make it Lindy. Find me the Lindy equivalent on another team that used to coach another team. Is that Berube? Because then I'm in. You want to change the name? You want to make it someone that has a similar resume, a similar type of ideal that is not just a former Sabre coach? I'm good with that. But Lindy, I think you have to know, would take it. Scott in Tonawanda is next. Hey, Scott.
Hey, good morning, guys. Thanks for taking my my call. I am not in favor of bringing back any Sabres players, any Sabres coaches, including Lindy Ruff. It's just we need to make a splash this time. It's been 13 years, and we need to bring in a coach with a little bit of experience, or a lot of experience, actually. And this team needs to be disciplined and held accountable, something that I did not see much of at all this season. I think that's where I am on this topic right now.
All right. Thanks, Scott, for the call. I'm there too. Experience. I'm going to have a hard time getting behind any idea that is another first-time coach. 803-0550 is the phone number. Jody Biasi, Sal Capaccio, it's the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. Your favorite idea to replace Don Granato. We'll look back at his tenure as well, as the Sabres have let go of Don Granato. They did not wait long. I mean, it was 15 hours after their game yet last night ended. More of your phone calls after this timeout here on WGR.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly Auto Parts.